I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape.
Je revois la ville en fête et en délire, suffoquant sous le soleil et sous la joie. Et j'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires, qui éclatent et rebondissent autour de moi.
You're listening to a recording of La Foule, sung by the legendary Edith Piaf.
Quand soudain je me retourne, il se recule. Et la foule vient me jeter entre ses bras.
This December marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of French singer Edith Piaf. She died in 1963 at the age of 47, and next Tuesday, a concert celebrating Piaf's life and songs will be held at the Chelan Concert Hall, featuring Elsie Parker and the Poor People of Paris. Elsie Parker is here, along with bassist Wayne Coniglio. Welcome to you both.
Hi, how you doing?
Elsie, you and your group, the Poor People of Paris, have recorded 4 CDs altogether. How did you come to put this group together?
I think just hearing recordings of Edith Piaf and just being taken away with and realizing that my voice was about the same range exactly as hers, and just drawn to the music immediately. I was performing in a band that did German music mainly. So I was singing some songs of Marlene Dietrich, and La Vie en Rose was on a Marlene Dietrich recording. So that's how I thought, oh, that's a beautiful song. It sounds kind of familiar, and started learning that. And the librarian that gave me the recording of it said, well, if you want the person that really wrote that, you know, the French person that you're singing their song, you know, here's one of Edith Piaf. So I started listening to those recordings and just... like everything I was hearing.
Were you not familiar with her before that?
Oh, I knew the melody to La Vie en Rose and probably Milord and a few things. The Poor People of Paris, that song. In fact, that's why I picked the name for the group is I ran it by my mother. And I said, do you know what that song is? And right away she, oh, da 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 da. Yeah, that's The Poor People of Paris. So Piaf made a recording of that, but the title, it's in French, La Goulante de Pauvres Gens.
Wayne, talk a little bit about the Poor People of Paris. You play bass?
I play bass, string bass, sometimes electric bass, and it's evolved into a really exceptional group of excellent musicians that are all good friends, and we all work in different settings as well. We all play jazz, we play shows, we play classical music. Actually, bass is like my third or fourth instrument, but it just works out that I get to play bass in this band. I really enjoy it. Ken Keener is the pianist, just amazing talent, very humble, can play any style of music, wonderful player. William Lenihan, who plays accordion and guitar, is at Wash U, another exceptional person and player. And Kevin Giannino is pretty much the number one call big band and jazz drummer in town. Again, just all highly professional, excellent players. So that's the group has evolved to that.
Edith Piaf had a very interesting life that I'd like to ask you about in just a few minutes. But why don't we share some of your music, Elsie, with our audience? What would you like to hear?
Okay, well, let's start with Milord. That's a recognizable tune to a lot of people also. Kind of energetic song, and from Piaf's middle period of her recording career, a trademark song of hers also.
Allez, venez, Milord, vous s'asseoir à ma table. Il fait si froid dehors. Ici c'est confortable, laissez-vous faire, Milord, et prenez bien vos aises, vos peines sur mon cœur, et vos pieds sur une chaise. Je vous connais, Milord, vous ne m'avez jamais vu, je ne suis qu'une fille du port, qu'une ombre de la rue. Pourtant, je vous ai frôlé. Quand vous passiez hier, vous n'étiez pas peu fier d'un. Le ciel vous complet, votre foulard de soie flottant sur vos épaules. Vous aviez le beau rôle, on nous redit le roi. Vous marchez au vainqueur.
And that's Elsie Parker and the Poor People of Paris. They are performing a centennial concert in honor of the life and music of Edith Piaf next Tuesday at the Sheldon. Elsie Parker is with us, along with Wayne Coniglio. How does that music speak to you today?
Well, for me, I think the singer Edith Piaf sort of embodies what people think of as things French. She was a very earthy person and came from the streets. She rose to be one of the most famous stars of any generation in her very short life. And she's kind of like a patron saint, even though she was no saint. It's just everyone identifies her music with France and things to be proud of when French people are considering their culture.
It's interesting that you describe her as not being a saint. When she died in 1963 at the age of 47, she was denied a funeral by the Catholic Church because of, I guess, her lifestyle?
That's true. She is buried at Père Lachaise Cemetery, and it's one of the most often visited graves there. I did read recently that at the 50th anniversary of her death, that she was given a mass by the Catholic Church, and everything was made okay, I guess, just over the years. Yeah. She was forgiven some things, but she led a very rambunctious, full of life.
What do you think, Wayne? Is it that artists suffer?
I don't know. I just think that she does embody the French culture of persevering, because she, her song, which I can't pronounce correctly, Non je ne regrette rien, because I don't speak French, means
nothing. I regret.
She has no
nothing.
Regrets. Yeah, she had no regrets about anything that she did.
So boy, that's saying a lot. Tell me if all this is true. She was born in poverty. She was abandoned at birth by her mother and lived with her grandmother at a brothel that her grandmother ran.
Yes, her father was an acrobat, a street contortionist and acrobat. And the mother was a street singer also, and she didn't have very many parenting skills, evidently. The father a little bit more, but when he went off into World War I, he didn't have anything he could do with this small girl but leave her with his mother, and she ran a brothel in the northern part of France, Normandy. So Piaf grew up there. Her name was not Piaf, it was Edith Gassion. She grew up hearing sounds from a piano and hearing the music that was going, somebody playing the piano for an establishment like that, and loved music from the beginning.
But her life certainly was not a blueprint for success.
Well, just maybe the fighting and, like Wayne said, persevering. But
through adversity comes strength. And also her mother sang on the street as well.
Yeah.
When she was little.
Uh-huh.
Other things happened to her, too. She was discovered by a nightclub owner who was later murdered. She was actually accused as being an accessory, but
yes,
was acquitted.
Papa Le Play. I think that there's hardly any chance that she could have been in on that. She always maintained her shady friends from growing up and people that would protect her on the street. So they think that that was some of her friends that might have been involved with that, just wanting some quick cash or something like that. But there's no reason. He was a protector of hers and someone that supported her, probably. No reason. But it caused a huge amount of publicity, bad publicity for her, but also publicity. And she went off and performed in the lesser part, outskirts of Paris, and eventually got her popularity back again. But that was a big event in her life.
So when you perform her music, you sing in French?
Yes.
Right? But do you speak French?
I can get around enough to be pretty dangerous in French. I work on it on my own. I get help from people. Yes, I know what I'm singing about, but I'm not, as one French person told me, you're not going to be doing brain surgery. I can write simple things, and I can understand a lot more when I'm reading than what I can't put sentences together perfectly correctly, but yes, I can speak.
Let's hear more of the Poor People of Paris, and when we come back, maybe talk a little bit about the song, because part of what you do when you perform her music is you do talk about what the music means.
Yes, I'll be giving a little brief introduction to every song we're doing, so people who don't speak French fluently have no need to fear coming to the concert.
Well, let's hear something else, and why don't you set it up for us?
Okay, this is La Vie en Rose. A lot of times people think that the title of that is something else. The words that starts off with is when he holds me in his arms and speaks quietly soft things to me. I see La Vie en Rose is, I see life in pink, literally, or a rose, life in a rosy way. But it's not the song Through Rose-Colored Glasses, which is way earlier than that. And it doesn't mean the life of a rose. So the song, the words are kind of unusual, and Piaf actually helped write this song, unlike many of the other songs she performed. Her pianist at the time, Marguerite Monod, actually discouraged her from performing this song. She said the words were terrible. And it became one of her biggest successes ever. So this is La Vie en Rose.
Des yeux qui font baisser le mien, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel je partiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie.
And that's Elsie Parker and the Poor People of Paris, which includes bassist Wayne Coniglio, who are both with us here today. And that's a beautiful song. I've heard that from a lot of different people over the years and didn't realize it was her originally. So
it's been used as movie music.
I think Louis Armstrong sang that too, his version of it. Yeah.
Well, your group, the Poor People of Paris, Elsie, I think the group's been around almost a quarter of a century, although it's morphed over the years, has it not?
Yes, quite changed from a duo that I began with, singing and playing woodwinds with my friend Danita Bauer on synthesizer, and then changing keyboard players, adding more instruments. So we're now five, sometimes even six people in the group, and a little jazzier sometimes. I mean, I'm so glad to be doing this Piaf concert. It's not as jazzy as a lot of other things that we do, but more ballads and love songs and
big waltzes.
Big waltzes. Yeah. I'm kind of lumping the songs into songs of Edith Piaf as a person in love to one as a storyteller. There are very many of the songs have a story to them, and then some of the defiant Edith Piaf. There's a song, Quand Même, that's pretty shocking, the words to it. It's like, I do all, explaining her life, I do all of these things, the overuse of drinking and drugs and all the men in her life, and I do it all the same, even though I know this is going to catch up with me.
She had a lot of substance abuse, what you just referred to.
Yes, and people also. And she, I think the biggest addiction was an addiction to music and her audience. She just had to be performing. That was her life.
She kind of liked guys too. She was kind of addicted to men too.
That's true.
Not in a good way, I'm taking it.
No, it depends on what you
sort of self-destructive.
In the song we'll be doing, C'est à Hambourg, she's describing, I'm like the ocean, that I have a heart that's too big for one single guy. Them all.
It's the Edith Piaf Centennial Concert. That's going to be next Tuesday evening, 7:30 at the Sheldon Concert Hall. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have more information about tickets there through Metrotix and that sort of thing.
We're very happy to have sponsorship from wonderful people, Jane and Bruce Robert, and that our concert has also been partnered by the French group Les Amis here in St. Louis.
And Elsie, you perform at Natalie's on a regular basis here in town. I think you've got something coming up at Christ Church Cathedral.
Yes, we're very happy to do our unreligious music at such a beautiful setting downtown Christchurch Cathedral on October the 11th, Sunday at 2 in the afternoon.
And Wayne, you're going to be at the Lincoln Center next May. It has nothing to do with this, though, right?
Not related. I used to tour with Ray Charles and one of my good friends in the Lincoln Center Orchestra, Kenny Rampton, reached out to me to come and perform with the Lincoln Center Ensemble next May as a tribute, a night with Ray Charles featuring Diane Schur. And I've also been hired to recreate the arrangements that are not available so for the orchestra. So that's
very good.
That's what I'll be doing in the spring.
But right now, though, it's next Tuesday at the Sheldon, the Edith Piaf Centennial Concert. We've been talking with Wayne Coniglio and with Elsie Parker, the Poor People of Paris. Thank you both for being here.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Next week on Cityscape, we're going to take a look at the concert that opens the St. Louis Chamber Chorus's 60th anniversary season. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air. He and his legal roundtable panel will examine current issues pertaining to the law. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with assistance from Aaron Dorr and Anya O'Connor. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape was a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening.